For Democrats across the country, Donald Trump's election is a cloud over the country. Now there is a silver lining for them. Trump's election has sparked a surge in first-time political candidates running for office, especially women. That's playing out in McLean County, too, where Democrats are contesting county and state races like never before. They're even targeting longtime Republican State Representatives Dan Brady and Keith Sommer. Monday was the candidate filing deadline. Shieldy's Ryan Denham caught up with McLean County Democratic Party Treasurer John Whelan about how anger over Trump's election is turning into more names on the ballot.
Well, I think it's very evident that we have got a very energized and motivated electorate out there, particularly on the Democratic side, which we've seen a tremendous uptick in people wanting to get involved that we haven't seen in years that I've been involved in the local Democratic Party here in McLean County. So that's very encouraging, and I think that's a very direct result to the dissatisfaction with the election of President Trump and then the 3 years that we've had with under the current Governor Rauner. So I think those are two motivating factors that have really driven it out, and we're really seeing a lot of activity and a lot of interest in local stuff. Looking at just this morning, I got to look at some of the filings that came out, and I was amazed at how many people have filed for precinct committeemen and all the positions that we've got. Like on the county board, we've got a lot of contested races that we've never had before. Usually it's a challenge for both parties to get people to go out and get petitions signed and run for a precinct committee person. This time we've got a lot more activity there and a lot going on there. So that's very encouraging.
Were there any surprises for you as you looked at the filings from yesterday?
Well, I guess there's a couple contested races and for precinct people in a couple places. I was surprised by that. We have a contested county board race, which kind of caught me off guard. So
are you talking about the Paul Segubiano?
Correct. That's the one that I noticed. And I haven't had a chance to look at them all in great detail, but I looked at them this morning, what I could find. And that kind of surprised me there. So, yes. Just based on the number of candidates we've been able to get in the past, it's a good problem to have if we're going to have some contested races. I think the more activity and the more people you have running for office, the better government we're going to get out of that, and the better candidates we'll have going forward. So I think that's a lot of people see that as a problem. I don't see that as a problem. I think that's what the primary process is for, and that's a healthy thing for us to do that. That's encouraging to me as a Democrat who's always been in the minority here in this community, in this county, and a lot of people that are Democrats or won't come out and really say about being a Democrat. There's a lot of people that are very reticent to say that. So I think this will be some encouragement for them to step up and get involved and do some other things and take some heart that, yeah, we can make a difference here, and then we can actually give the voters in this county a choice, in this community a choice. And I think that's going to give us all better government going forward.
What are some things that McLean County Democrats have done to convert the energy that you're seeing among folks who may be dissatisfied with Donald Trump's election and Governor Rauner's first term, converting that energy into actual candidates on the ballot?
Well, we've always had an active party, even though I hear it all the time. I didn't know there was any Democrats in McLean County, and I marched in the parade on Saturday, the Christmas parade, and we carried our banner, and more than once or twice I heard people, I didn't know there was any Democrats in McLean County, and I said, well, yeah, we've been here for a long time, and I've had that discussion for a long time with locals here. We've always had a very open meeting process where we've met on our monthly basis, and sometimes we don't meet depending on the year. There's more activity going on. But we've always encouraged that type of involvement and wanted people to come and get involved in the party. So we've just continued that. I don't know that we've done anything different. The best thing that's motivated people has been the surprise, the great deal of upset that people feel about Donald Trump being elected. I think it's personally, it's an embarrassment to me as an American citizen, and as a challenge that a lot of people are struggling with right now. And I think a lot of people have, a lot of times locally, didn't think that their vote mattered in McLean County, so they would stay home and not get involved. And hopefully people are seeing if they do get involved that we can turn that around and have a real impact. I think one of the earliest signs you saw of that was in the township races that we had last year. I've run the caucus for the Democrats here in Normal Township for the last couple caucuses, and when the one prior to this, we had four people come up for our caucus. We had one person run for a trustee position, where they didn't get very far. This last time around, I had a room full of 75 or 80 people came out, and we were able to get a supervisor candidate, and we had four people run for trustee, and we got three of those elected along with the supervisor candidate. So I think you're seeing a real groundswell of people interested, people who have felt disenfranchised for a long time, finally getting involved and feeling encouraged enough to come out and get involved. So that's very encouraging to me. Other than that, I think the frustration with the state government that we've all felt, and for lots of reasons, there's plenty of blame to go around for that. But at the same time, we're not getting very far at that level. And I think some people are saying, hey, we need to look at some change. I think Trump was elected because a lot of people who had just frustrated with the process, and they think that they needed to make a change. I think some of them are having some buyer's remorse now on the way that changes. I fully agree that there's a lot of change that needs to be done at the federal level and the state level, but you've got to have some reasonable change done there. I don't know how to define that. Everybody defines that for themselves.
Several women, especially first-time candidates, are running on the Democratic side in 2018. Can you talk about the interest you've seen among women in your party?
That's where a lot of this is coming from. I looked at the list today, and there were several people on there that I have not had a chance to meet, some that I know I've met, but there's people that are coming out, and that's a real dynamic situation going on there, and I think a lot of that is a very much a direct result of some of the way, and I can't speak for women, but other than I think a lot of it is the feeling that the way things are being presented at a national level, particularly by our commander-in-chief, that's a real effect of that, and that's really a motivating to the ladies in the community who are saying, hey, enough's enough. We're going to stand up and get involved in this. And I think that's very encouraging.
I saw on the McLean County Democrats Facebook page yesterday that 59 Democrats, which would be 168% increase, filed for Democratic precinct committeemen. Can you talk about what seeing that on the ground and seeing that build over time, what that will mean for your party in the years ahead?
Well, that's very encouraging. I think that gives us the ground troops, the soldiers on the ground to actually get out the vote in those precincts. If those guys run and are active and as a precinct committee person and actually help get out the vote in their precincts, that bodes well for us in the next election. Not just in the primary, they're going to do that in the primary and get their candidates and the people that they're supporting, but it's going to be very important. We get through the primary process and then we all come together and unite as one party and try to elect other Democrats in the November election. That's what it's going to take. But that's how a campaign is won. It's not always about the money. It's about the ground troops that you've got out there to go out to knock on door to door, do the canvassing, get the information about your candidates. And then they also are important to make sure the vote gets out on the election day. If that's done properly, that could be done. We've always tried to do that, but we've always been, like most parties or any organization, has been hamstrung by the number of volunteers and the troops to do it and to coordinate it, because it's a big commitment to do that, and it takes a lot of time to prepare for it, and then it really takes a lot of time to enact it on the day of an election.
There are a lot of Democrats in a lot of different races now. You've got county board races, you've got countywide race, you've got some state lawmaker races. What are going to be the most important races for the McLean County Democratic Party in 2018? How do you prioritize them?
I don't know that I can prioritize them as the party. We're going to try to help all the candidates as best we can. I know we're very excited to have a countywide candidate. That's something that's been a struggle to do if we haven't had many of those very often.
And this is Nikita Richards, who's challenging incumbent Republican county clerk Kathy Michael.
And the key is the more of those candidates you have, they bring their group behind them that supports them, and that helps build it for every candidate that's out there, particularly you always win these elections locally, motivating your people and getting your people out to vote. You can look historically and see how many votes does it normally take to win an election. If you get out to vote and get a number close to that, you've got a pretty good chance. The more candidates we have, I mean, we've got people running for state representative, a couple of those that have never happened in a long time here. That's going to help get out the vote and get the people who have like mind and want to see some changes and get some other Democrats out there elected. Those are all things that are going to be positive. The other thing you've got coming up is the governor's race. That's a big motivation. So those are the kind of cycles that you run into, and that's probably a reason that you've got a lot of, I mean, other than motivation because of who got elected last time, governor's race is going to be a big piece that drives a lot of this, and a lot of people wanted to get involved and see some change and get some people out there. That helps us build a bench for other things, for people to get some experience. That's how people are very reluctant. They all have strong opinions about issues, but most of us are reluctant to get out and run and stick your head neck out there and run for election. But if you have this kind of enthusiasm and stuff, then we can get people to take certain positions and run for that. They learn something, they get confident about what they're doing, then we can maybe we have some people to maybe step up and do some other things too. So that's to me, that's one of the biggest long-term issues that this is going to help build. Build us a group of people who are will have the experience, they have the knowledge and the confidence to step up into some other positions when those opportunities present themselves.
And you mentioned two longtime state lawmakers, Dan Brady and Keith Sommer. They have contested primary or general election opponents for the first time in a long time, a decade or more for both of them. Do you really think that Dan Brady and Keith Sommer are vulnerable in 2018?
Anything could happen. If Donald Trump can get elected, anything can happen. So, I'm still trying to come to grips with that. So nothing will surprise me, to be honest with you.
That's John Whalen, the treasurer of the McLean County Democrats. I'm Ryan Denham.
McLean County Republican Party Chair Chuck Erickson was in studio yesterday sharing his take on this week's candidate filing deadline. You can hear that interview now at WGLT.org or the NPR One app. This is Sound Ideas.